all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. If you freak out because your favorite artist didn't win the Grammy last night and you are just such a sore loser, that's all I need to know about you.
What happened? What are you upset about?
Everybody, Billie Eilish swept last night. She won most of the awards. She did fantastic.
Sure.
But Ariana Grande's fans are incredibly loyal, which is amazing. But when you start trashing other artists saying that they didn't deserve it and she deserved it and they have this whole cancel culture.
It's all nonsense.
Do you think Ariana Grande is less rich today?
Right.
No.
It's all nonsense anyways. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I'll never understand why people take to social media to like all their anger. And it's not like I'm disappointed. It's like true anger about it. It's like, what are you going to do?
Unless you were in that category and then your people scorched earth everybody else and then you would appreciate it.
I get, well.
Listen, Ariana Grande's won lots of awards.
Right.
You know, won lots of awards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if that's it, if you decide that you're going to spend your night being upset because Ariana Grande didn't win, that's all I need to know about you.
You know what? Both performances really good. Decent show. I thought it was great. The energy was a little bit weird, like you said. But if you spend $100,000 on your two-year-old's birthday, even if you're extremely wealthy, that's all I need to know about you. Come on, Travis. Come on, Kylie. This is ridiculous.
But what are they going to do? They have nothing. They have so much money.
But what? Do you just take it out back and set it on fire? The baby won't even remember their birthday.
I'm not defending them because, you know, like, listen, I have Chuck E. Cheese. Sign me up. But listen. Here's what I think, is that when you have that kind of money, you lose track of reality. So
well,
in
clearly.
Your mind, like for us, when you get a $199 special for 10 kids plus adults,
you're
like, that sounds reasonable. For them, when they're like, I can have a $100,000 party in my backyard, that sounds reasonable.
No.
It's a different level of thinking.
I can't do it. I can't do it. You know what? I would like to see them take $100,000, rent a Chuck E. Cheese, have the party there, and bring all the kids from the neighborhood. Okay. I don't know. That's just me, I guess. I don't know.
1-800-330-9999. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. It's a sad day yesterday, and I'm not gonna lie, it's a sad day today. I'm Anna, that's Raven. This is a clip of Kobe Bryant during an interview with Jimmy Kimmel talking about his daughter Gianna.
Do you think your daughter might want to play in the WNBA?
She does for sure.
She's wouldn't like, that be great?
Dude, man, I'm telling you, the best thing that happens is when we go out and fans will come up to me and she'll be standing next to me and they'll be like, hey, you gotta have a boy. You and V gotta have a boy, man. You have somebody carry on the tradition, the legacy. She's like, oh, I got this.
He couldn't have boys. He just
you got this.
Four girls. Yeah, four girls and his wife Vanessa had the youngest. Capri was just born last summer. Yesterday, a helicopter carrying Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and seven others crashed. All were lost. Moms, dads, children on that. My heart, like, there's nothing I can say that hasn't already been said.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm not a big basketball fan, but Kobe's
no,
a legend.
Not. Well, I mean, he's a one-word guy, one-name guy.
Oh.
Like, you know that, and they know him the world over.
And I just can't stop thinking about his wife, Vanessa. I mean, she met him when she was 17. That's all she's ever known.
Some accolades here. Five-time NBA champ, two-time NBA Finals MVP, NBA Most Valuable Player, 18-time All-Star, four-time NBA All-Star Game MVP. They go on and on and on. I mean, he won an Oscar just a couple of years ago. For his short Dear Basketball, 20-year point guard, only guy to ever play that position for 20 years in the league. You're talking about a force of a man, not a saint. Assault allegations in 2003 that were eventually dropped. There was a civil suit settlement after that. But 17 years later, four daughters later, and the impact is it's huge, not just as a player. As an entrepreneur, as a businessman, absolutely amazing as what he was doing in the community. It's a huge loss for Los Angeles. And just in general, he was not the most gifted of all players, but he's a top three, top five player on anybody's list because his drive, his tenacity was either loved it or hated it, but you had to respect it one way or the other.
I just think 41 years old, you know, it's just so young.
Yeah.
His wife was 37.
Just really getting started on, the,
so
on what was the next chapter of what's going on. And
yeah.
His daughter with such a great future and just a young person that's, you know, has so much in front of them and not the only young person on the helicopter. It's just a terrible, terrible situation. It really is tragic.
You know, I'm I'm a religious person. So, sure. You know, you always think things like, well, you know, God has a plan and there's a reason. But then when things
like
this happen.
It's very hard to understand on days like this.
Why?
Yes, yeah.
Why would that happen? And what is, can you explain to me? Because I don't understand. What is Mamba?
So, this really goes to his tenacity and his level as a competitor. So the Mamba is a snake. It's not the biggest snake. It's not the strongest snake. But if a Mamba bites you, the talk is a Mamba will kill you in 3 feet. You'll take 3 steps and then you'll drop. And then you probably, if nobody's there to take care of you, it's over. And the thing with Kobe Bryant was, again, didn't have every gift. I mean, he certainly had lots of gifts that he was born with, but he honed and developed everything. Kobe Bryant, if you played Kobe Bryant, he was not going to give you an inch. It didn't matter if you were sick. It didn't matter if you were in tragedy. It didn't matter if you confused. He would not give you an inch whatsoever. If you beat Kobe Bryant, you knew that you brought everything that you had to bear because the man would not give you an inch. He was just a killer in every way. There was ice in his veins as a competitor.
I knew that was his nickname, and I knew where they were going was to Gianna's basketball game or practice at the Mamba Academy that he started.
Right.
And I was like, oh, Mamba has to have some kind of significance.
Last few nights, courtside at games together, and this had been a thing that they had been doing regularly for a while now at this point, just getting passed the night before by LeBron for top three for points scored in the NBA of all time. He was the youngest ever to do that. And then being there and wishing LeBron well and just, you know, you saw the relationship between father and daughter. It's a real thing. And often when people are very successful or busy, they're not there. And he was there.
He was there. He's a good dad.
He was there.
Yeah.
And,
sad day.
It's a tragic day, so.
Grammys were last night. I'm Anna. That's Raven. And it was difficult to watch, to be honest, because everybody was so sad about Kobe Bryant, all the people that were lost, his daughter.
Hometown.
Right
there. You know, where he played so many games. I mean, where he was just within the week. You know. Yeah, it's difficult to imagine being in that setting.
But Alicia Keys was the host. She took the stage and she said this, and I have to tell you, somebody had to say it.
We're all feeling crazy sadness right now because earlier today, Los Angeles, America, and the whole wide world lost a hero. And we're literally standing here heartbroken in the house that Kobe Bryant built.
And she went on to say some beautiful things about him. And then she brought on Boys to Men and they sang this.
And now tell me
amazing how because that's really a moment in time. That's when Kobe Bryant was youngest at his prime that song really came out at that time. I remember that vividly, you know, being a young Kobe fan and then being conflicted after he had some trouble in 2003 and then and coming back and he won so many people back. I mean, he was a force.
Yeah,
both
absolutely.
In business and in basketball and, of course, in that building. He'll be felt for many, many years there.
And truthfully, the Grammys went on and, you know, there were some things that happened that you probably will be hearing about today.
Well, they always happen at award show, right?
Yeah, let's talk about the odd things like Nick Jonas, his brother. The Jonas Brothers got up there. They did a great performance.
They were good.
They were good.
I mean, to bring the energy back up after all that.
Right. But the one thing that was trending all night was Nick Jonas's teeth because he had a giant piece of green in his teeth and the cameras kept zooming in on his mouth. And all you can see was
give the man a break, right? When he had the spinach dip, give a man a break. If you see it there, let him be.
Right.
And see it once, and then zoom out and be like, camera two, stay away from his mouth.
No, and they were like, keep bringing it in. Let's keep looking at his teeth. And he even tweeted, I guess you know I eat my greens. But in typical form, Twitter wasn't like happy with the fact that he had acknowledged it. No, instead, they kept asking what it was.
Right.
Spinach,
what
kale,
is that? Right.
Avocado. I go, do we really need to know what was stuck in Nick Jonas' teeth?
Make a good move, Nick.
Right.
You know, buy stock in whatever vegetable it is before you announce it, because that'll be the new superfood.
I mean, but not for nothing. He's got two brothers over there with him. Not one of them could give him a heads up. You
not
got something
one.
In your teeth? Not one.
Even when they're getting along, you got to know there's a little rivalry still in there.
Right. One of the other hilarious was Sharon Osbourne and Ozzy get on stage, and they're announcing the best rap album, and this is her. It's DJ Khaled. Keep that in mind. DJ Khaled. All he does is say his name.
DJ Khaled featuring Nipsey Hussle and John Legend.
Oh.
Drip Too Hard.
Oh.
Lil Baby and Gunna.
Yep.
Panini. Lil Nas X.
Okay, good.
Fallin Mustard featuring Roddy Ricch.
Oh,
all
good.
Right, good.
It sounds like the little old lady in Wedding Singer announcing her song to play.
And then she announces the winner and...
Hiya, DJ Khaled featuring...
Nobody in her headphones to go, Khaled!
It's DJ Khaled! It's DJ Khaled.
Thank you, Grammys 2020.
Raven, I think you would agree with me that I don't shy away easily. When it comes to, like, confrontation and things like that, like, I kind of take it on head on, right?
You're not timid.
No.
You're not one to be easily pushed off. No.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. First time I met Sharon Osbourne, I had never been so terrified of a person in my entire life.
She's a force. There's no question about that.
This whole reason why this comes up is last night we were watching the Grammys and Sharon Osbourne on stage with her husband Ozzy, and they're presenting Best Rap Album.
DJ Khaled featuring Nipsey Hussle and John Legend.
FYI, it's DJ Khaled, not DJ Khaled. Khaled is a different artist.
Sure.
Okay. Yep.
Right.
Drip too hard. Lil Baby and Gunna.
What?
Yep, doesn't
Panini.
Care.
Lil Nas X.
Yep.
Ballin'.
Yep.
Mustard featuring Roddy Ricch.
Like, she does not
She's crashing through that. She is just crashing through that. She's like, this is not my wheelhouse, and I don't care.
And she's like, I didn't spend 5 minutes to actually look to see who these artists were before I got on the stage.
No, not at all.
But it's not surprising to me. And when I was about... there was a famous New York City rock station, and I worked there for, it was my how I got started. And we had a huge event every year called a Dysfunctional Family Picnic.
Sure.
Now, one of my jobs, being very green, was that I had to go set up Ozzy's dressing room.
Right.
So me and the other girl go knock on the door. You know, nobody answers. So we open the door, we go in, and we start setting up the gift basket and all the things I've demanded. All of a sudden, we hear, hello?
Right.
And lying on the couch, sleeping in his boxers, is Ozzy Osbourne.
Nice.
So now we're humiliated because we're like, oh my God. And he's like, no worry, ladies. And he just laid right back down. But we walk out because we're like, oh my gosh, we can't just stay in here while he's sleeping.
Right.
You know? And Sharon Osbourne is coming towards us. She goes, I'm going to need more tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, keep in mind, I was getting paid $10 an hour.
Right.
It's above the person my pay grade.
Right, you're not the person in charge. And not only was she Ozzy's manager at the time, it still continues to be in some capacity or another, but she was also the runner of Ozfest, the tour, which was part of this event. So she's a big deal.
The energy that came for her and the aggressiveness, I'm like, I don't think we have any more tickets, I think. And she freaked out on me, and literally I ran. I
scorched her.
I ran as fast as I could to find my boss to handle the situation.
Right.
I had never been so terrified of a person in my life.
Thought it was going to be the end of your career.
That was going to be it.
And it well could have been, because she wielded a lot of power. You know, the funny thing is, before the Osbournes were on TV, everybody in the rock world already knew, in rock radio and so forth, knew that that's how she was, and that's how the Osbournes was, because she ruled with an iron fist. You can't look back on it and say it didn't work. Because clearly here is her and Ozzy still doing their thing on stage. Ozzy, a shell of what he used to do. I mean, honestly, some days he's there, some days he's not. But
do you think that she's changed? Because when I watch her on her
show, I think that
she's
as ruthless as ever.
You think so?
I do.
Because I think, like, when I watch her, she seems so soft. I'm like, this can't be the woman who I speared my life.
Incredibly intelligent.
Yeah.
That woman. Incredibly intelligent and driven and so forth. And I think there is a soft side to her, but don't let the claws come out, because don't forget, she will never, ever, ever lose that part of her that is tougher than anybody you know.
All I kept thinking was, I thought for sure DJ Khaled was going to get up there and was going to say, like, my name is DJ Khaled.
Because he's afraid of her.
Afraid of her. Yep.
DJ Khaled.
No.
Right.
His voice probably hitting him in the shoulder going, dude.
Don't say anything.
Dude. And he's like, I ain't doing nothing.
No.
Yeah. Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday, another couple joins us, lets us know what they're arguing about, and then you're the judge as to who's right. Kat and Adam. Kat, let's start with you. What's going on?
My fiance, Adam, he wants me to ask his girlfriend, one of his girlfriends, they've been best friends for God knows how long, to be one of my bridesmaids. I really don't know her, and she's never been, like, a close friend to me. And also, I just don't feel like she's family. Like, most of my bridesmaids are family and my best friend, and that's it.
Adam, why can't she stand with the groomsmen?
Right,
that's
why don't
very
you have
modern.
A groomsmaid, or why can't you do that?
Well, I know what traditionally people don't do that. You know, like the bridesmaids will be the women. Plus, for the bachelor party, it's supposed to be a guys' night thing. You know, it's supposed to be all the fellas together and hanging out. But she's way too close to me for her to just be sitting there at the wedding.
I think your answer is a little outdated. I mean, what? Because she's a girl, she has to stand on that side? Hey, here's, let me give you a scenario. Let's say one of Kat's very good friends is a guy, and she tells you that he has to be a groomsman, and then you're like, I never hang out with this guy, and now this person has to come on, let's say, your bachelor party weekend or whatever. Like, it feels like a spy to me.
Well, I could see that, but and maybe it's just the fellows, but we wouldn't have a problem bringing somebody else.
It's interesting because just because you're a bridesmaid doesn't mean you have to go to the bachelorette party. But I guess you have to invite them. What are you going to do, not invite her to your bachelorette party?
I mean, it's, if you're a bridesmaid, right, too, you have certain responsibilities as being part of the wedding party.
And Adam, you just won't have her stand with your groomsmen, and she could be, what is it called?
Groomsmaid?
Groomsmaid?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of different titles we can put on it now, right?
Yeah, I mean, I understand. I get that. I just really think it would fit if she could be one of the bridesmaids. Also, she's like one of my closest friends. Like, this would be different if it was just an old coworker or something, but she and I have been friends for years.
I guess it comes down to tradition and what you think. And you know what? We can ask our audience, and Adam, they may agree with you. Kat, what's the big deal? She puts on her dress and she stands on your side of the aisle with the other girls in your bridal party. But they may also see your side, Kat, that no, your side is for the people that are important in your life. And it's one thing if it was Adam's sister. That's a little bit different, but
right,
this is just a friend that he has. If it means so much to him, he should put her with his groomsmen. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah,
I do.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Kat does not want to have Adam's best friend, who happens to be a woman, be in her bridal party. She says, no, my bridal party is my girlfriend's. I don't even know her. Why would she stand with me?
Yeah, it seems like with Adam, he just is kind of caught up in the whole traditional sense of it, that the guys stand on one side and the girls make up the other party, the wedding party. So he says, you know what? You really have to take on my best friend. She's a girl. I need her involved, but I don't feel right having her stand over on this side.
It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999.
So I'm on the girl side. I think there's a lot of other creative ways that they could do to include her. They could have her do a reading or something like that. If she has like any kids, they could have them be in the bridal party. But I think it's a little crazy to make her have someone who she doesn't want there. And she's not close.
Thank you for the call. I actually agree. I think a reading is the perfect place to put situations like this.
You know, here's the thing. Again, if he feels so strongly about the fact that she needs to be included, reading would make total sense. But I just don't understand his aversion to putting her on his side. What, does she got to wear a suit just to sit on that side? That seems very awkward.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Adam has asked his fiancée, Kat, to have his best friend, who happens to be a woman, stand with her bridal party at the wedding. But Kat's not into it. She says, I barely know her.
I just don't understand why Adam doesn't invite his friend to be part of the groomsman party. She could be a groomsmaid. This is fairly typical nowadays.
But he says that he feels it's more comfortable for her to be standing on the woman's side with all the dresses and kind of be uniform, and he's traditional. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Hi, I'm actually on the girl's side. We had a situation similar to this when we were getting married. My husband has a friend that he's known since he was 5. They're best friends. She's wonderful, but she's just not my friend. So we actually had her do a reading at the wedding instead.
Yeah, we keep hearing a lot of people suggesting reading. I think that's the safe zone right there.
What if you've already got somebody in the reading slot? Now you can have 7 readings.
No, no, then you add a poem. That's what happens.
A reading is a poem is a reading.
No, no, you have the religious and then you have the poem.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm going to have to say I'm on the wife's side. Your bridesmaids are really supposed to be your closest friends, and they're supposed to be there to support you. And if she really doesn't know this girl, then it really, she doesn't belong in the bridesmaids.
Thank you so much for the call.
One question, is a poem a reading?
Yeah.
I told you!
I would say so.
No. Hi, Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on, his side, but I wanted to say throw tradition out the window, because my best man was one of my best friends who was a girl. And she was awesome. She was the best man you could have ever asked for.
So why would you side with her then?
Why you sided with him?
Yeah, with him.
No, I'm siding with him to have it part of the... They need to throw tradition out the window, and she needs to be part of his party.
Well, then you're siding with her.
Yeah, then you're
confused,
siding with her.
But you made the right choice at your wedding.
Yeah, thank you for the call.
Have a good morning, bud.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Kat, our audience agreed with you. Adam, if you feel so strongly about this, then she should be standing with you at the altar on your side.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's true.
Yeah, well, I guess so. We'll make it happen.
We'll make it happen, honey. It's 2020.
Right.
I mean, this is really the modern way that they do things now. As a matter of fact, I think that it's more smiled upon than frowned upon at this point. It teaches the older generation who's in attendance at your wedding something, too. The important thing is for everybody to celebrate and have fun together. Personally, if I was one of your very good friends and I was a girl, it would mean more to me to be with the groomsmen if I was closer to you than it would be to be with the bride anyways.
But does she get invited to the bachelor party?
Why not? She's a guy's girl.
Yeah, it's funny how I like how you think, girl. All right. Adam, you're good with all this?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, you have a problem too. Send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh, my God, Danny DeVito, I love your
Answer work. Questions with obscure movie quotes.
You work on commission, right?
Yes. Big mistake. Huge.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven.
Hey, Courtney, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure, Courtney. Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Courtney, here's how it works. Raven is walking out of here when that big old studio door closes. He can't hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we give you a $100 gift card to Dunkin'. You ready to do it?
Yes, thank you.
Number one, Chance the Rapper announced that he will host the revival of Punk'd. Who was the MTV original host?
Ashton Kutcher.
Number two, the newest wedding trend is to hire donkeys to distribute cocktails to the guests. What actor voiced Donkey in Shrek?
I don't know that one.
Number three, Alicia Keys honored Kobe last night at the Grammys by bringing out this group to sing their hit song, It's So Hard to Say Goodbye.
Boyz II Men.
Number four, the next Disney remake will be Bambi. Thumper is Bambi's best friend. What type of animal is Thumper?
A rabbit.
And number five, Billie Eilish and Phineas were the big winners at the Grammys last night. She won 5 Grammys. He won 6. He is her co-writer, producer, and engineer. How are they related?
Siblings.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Raven! Courtney did great. Yo. She got 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 is pretty impressive. Let's see how I do.
Okay, number one, Chance the Rapper announced that he will be the host of the reboot of the show Punk'd. Who was the MTV original host?
Ashton Kutcher, wasn't it?
Yep. It's going to be on Quibi, the reboot.
Well, you know I'll be just endlessly waiting with anticipated breath. I mean,
I like the idea that it's Chance the Rapper. I think it'll be all right. Okay, number two, the newest wedding trend is to hire donkeys to distribute cocktails to the guests at the wedding.
That seems sad. I mean, it's better than a pack up and down the Grand Canyon, but okay.
Yeah, what actor voiced Donkey in Shrek?
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, yes.
He's back!
Number three, Alicia Keys honored Kobe last night at the Grammys by bringing out this group to sing their hit song, It's So Hard to Say Goodbye.
Boyz II Men.
Yeah, it was heart-wrenching and touching and beautiful all at the same time. Number four, the next Disney remake will be Bambi. Thumper is Bambi's best friend. What type of animal is Thumper?
Thumper is a bunny. Mm-hmm. My boys nearly ate a bunny that was stuck in our backyard in the fence.
Oh, your dogs.
But yes.
When you say your boys, people think like your friends.
Well, I mean, if they were there, they're very primal also. Oh, so good. Anything could have happened. That bunny just got out. Hit his head on the fence as he went up. He just got out.
All right, you guys are tied at 4. Number 5, Billie Eilish and Phineas were the big winners last night at the Grammys. She won 5. He won 6. He is her co-writer, producer, and engineer. How are they related?
The siblings. It's her brother.
It's her brother.
That's my brother, man.
Raven, oh my gosh. Courtney, he beat you 5-4 this morning. He didn't even hesitate.
I know. I could see the donkey in my head, and I didn't know who the voice was.
But because he had sadness of picturing it bringing you a margarita. That donkey is not supposed to bring you a margarita unless he's your best friend.
I don't know. I've been looking at the pictures of this.
Don't you get a donkey for your party.
All right.
I'd be so mad at you.
It's Courtney, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you for trying, Courtney. We appreciate it.
Better luck next time.
We got a shot for you to get the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. That's going to be coming up in the 5 o'clock hour today. January continues. Three things you can do to make your life a little bit better in 2020. Just small changes. A different expert every day. I'm Anna. That's Raven. Joining us, it's Adam Rilsky. He's the owner and chief instructor of the Assembly of Martial Arts Academy. Today, we're talking self-defense. Adam, are you a ninja?
Not exactly. No, not a ninja. No.
Oh, yeah, you can't
throw around the ninja
different
term.
System.
All right. I didn't know that.
They confuse you because so many people are saying the word ninja on television.
Right.
That's fake, by the way. Adam, why don't we start with situational awareness. We were just talking about this in the studio.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're walking through a parking garage, obviously you don't want to be texting or looking at your phone or even talking on it. And you kind of keep your head on a swivel, looking back and forth just to kind of see what's going on around you. Don't let yourself get distracted, taking the whole picture, just in case somebody is lurking around and watching you.
When I go in a restaurant, Anna's app, I always sit with my back to the wall and I'm watching the door and I'm watching the entire room. And I've been doing that forever because you can see something coming. The simple fact is that if you saw the shark coming from 100 yards away, you could probably get out of the water before it got there.
The phone thing is interesting because
everybody's on the phone. They're counting on it.
I mean, the minute you said that, I was like, oh my gosh, like, of course, if I'm walking through a parking lot, I'm checking my email, I'm responding to text messages, and like, one, I'm going to get hit by a car, but two,
that's a real possibility.
Yeah, I'm not even looking if somebody's coming up behind me.
People underestimate or they're caught off guard often by how savvy criminals are because they're looking for that behavior because they know, oh, I'm going to get the drop on this person.
Right, 100%. Yeah, I mean, they know what they're looking for and they find it and they... You know, and then they go and get it.
What do you think about mace? I had one. I don't know what I did with it. I carry a huge pocketbook. God forbid something happened. I would never even find that thing fast enough to be able to do anything with it.
Yeah, a lot of people that purchase mace, same story. You know, it is a weapon. You have to, you know, treat it like that. But it really does work. You know, it's also a deterrent. If you're carrying mace in your hand and people do see that, they're going to kind of know that you're prepared, that you're ready. And, you know, they may look past you because, unfortunately, there's somebody else may be coming around that is looking at their cell phone that's not paying attention.
When I was younger, when you first start driving, much like you're looking out for anybody else, it would say, you know, always if you need to, your keys are in your hand. Mm-hmm. Remember we had that coworker, Anna, that had like a ninja star that looked like a cat's head on their
keychain. Remember. She also was nuts.
Well, she was nuts. I wouldn't even want to sit on that. I mean, imagine if you sat on that with your keys there. I mean, it'd be rough.
Can you imagine I walk into an empty parking lot and you know that fear that creeps into your chest, like when you just feel like, uh-oh.
Right.
What if I just made the announcement, I do not have my phone and I have my mace in my hand.
Yeah, well, you're letting them know, you know what, if you're coming in, I'm not going to just roll over and take it. I'm going to put up a fight, yes.
All right, Adam, so let's say you've taken all these precautions and yet there's going to be a physical confrontation. What do you do?
Every situation is obviously going to be different, but you know what? Once you commit to defend yourself, I mean, you have to commit to it 150%. You can't just halfway it because then it can work against you. It's all about reaction time. You know, the sooner you take control of the situation, the faster you're going to get out of it. They don't want to be arrested. They don't want to be caught. They thought they caught you off guard, but you flipped the script and now you caught them off guard.
Right.
And you start striking and hitting, yelling, scream, cause a lot of chaos. So
you
bring people, you know, around, see what's going on, and hopefully discourage the person so they'll leave. Or you can definitely, you know, still hurt them with elbows and headbutts and different places to strike.
My God,
Anna needs a secret button. Where can she hit somebody?
Yeah, if I was being attacked and I was going to use my elbow or my head to hit somebody, where should I go?
Well, your head is, you know, skull, so it's about, you know, three times as thick as the rest of the bones in your face. So if you just lean your head down low, it's a shorter person's technique as well. Grab their head and just smash their head to the bridge of the nose. Even if you miss the nose, you're still going to get how to get the eye sockets. You're still going to cause a lot of damage. You're hitting with a basically a bowling ball.
This whole conversation is giving me anxiety. I'm not even going to lie.
No, I like a good throat punch myself. Patrick Swayze, larynx right out of there.
Let me make sure I got this right, just for my mental records. Sure. A shark you punch in the nose, a person you punch in the neck.
With
the
your
throat,
face.
With my
or
face.
Or you can hit them with your head.
Good.
Right.
Yes. Right.
You know, good eye gouge always helps out. Straight to the knees. Sure.
Adam Rilsky is the owner and chief instructor of the Assembly of Martial Arts Academy. You can find them online at West Haven Martial Arts Schools.com.